From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the wake of the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has invited Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas for talks in Cairo Monday to explore ways to deal with the crisis that preserves the rights of Palestinians. Protests continued Sunday across much of the Arab and Muslim world, including this one outside the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was among Muslim leaders denouncing the decision. Mr. Erdogan denounced Israel as a terrorist state, drawing a sharp response from Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who in Paris Sunday said the U.S. decision only reflects reality on the ground.
Where else is the capital of Israel but in Jerusalem? It's always been our capital. And Jerusalem has never been the capital of any other people. I think the sooner the Palestinians come to grips with this reality, the sooner we'll move towards peace.
Meanwhile, U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, appearing on Fox News Sunday, defended the U.S. decision, saying it has no effect on the so-called final status issue.
What he did was say that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and that we're moving our embassy there, because he strongly believes that those final status issues should be decided between the Palestinians and the Israelis. No outside group should decide what the final status looks like, and we're leaving it up to them to do that. At the end of the day, they have to be comfortable with the peace process and the resolution that we come up with.
Ambassador Nikki Haley on U.S. television. Bodies of 15 Tanzanian UN peacekeepers killed in violence in Democratic Republic of Congo are to be repatriated in coming days. Their base in North Kivu province came under attack by suspected Ugandan rebels last Thursday. This is VOA News. In Iraq Sunday, celebrations over the defeat of Islamic State. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi looked on as troops marched in formation in Baghdad. James Jeffrey, a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq, and who's just returned from the region, hailed the defeat of the IS as significant.
They think that they're going to be able to move forward on a variety of economic reconstruction and other development, on political reconciliation, including with the Kurds, and on securing the country from a return to terror.
Iraqi forces recaptured the last areas still under Islamic State control along the Syrian border Saturday, marking an end to a three-year struggle that saw the Sunni insurgency take control of about one-third of the country. Several thousand marched in central Kyiv Sunday, protesting the arrest of opposition leader Mikhail Saakashvili, calling for his release and the impeachment of President Petro Poroshenko. Ukrainian officials have accused Saakashvili, the former president of Georgia, and a former regional Ukrainian governor, of abetting an alleged criminal group led by former President Viktor Yanukovych, pushed from power in 2014 and who fled to Russia. The 49-year-old Saakashvili is also wanted in Georgia for alleged abuse of power. The head of the group that won this year's Nobel Peace Prize Sunday urged nuclear nations to adopt a UN treaty banning atomic weapons. The leader of the anti-nuclear international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons is Beatrice Finn.
Today it is my great honor to accept the 2017 Nobel Peace Prize on behalf of the thousands of inspirational people who make up the international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons.
In her remarks Sunday in Oslo, she warned against a moment of panic or carelessness by a nuclear country and said the UN treaty provides a choice between two endings, the end of nuclear weapons or, quote, the end of us. New evacuations were ordered in Santa Barbara County in Southern California Sunday as the largest wildfire currently burning in the state threatened a number of coastal towns. Dave Zanavoni is captain of the Santa Barbara County Fire Department.
We still have pockets of fire in this area, as we do in the whole front country here in Carpinteria, and we're inserting our fire engines and our equipment in those areas and trying to protect. Our main priority is structures, obviously,
right.
Life and property.
Nearly half a dozen fires burned across Southern California over the past week, burning more than 62,000 hectares since Monday. The launch of futures trading of the world's largest cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, got off to a positive start Sunday, with the price trading above $15,000 on the Chicago Board Options Exchange, a week before it is to be traded on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. However, its future remains uncertain. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.